What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Tigress Queen, and you are listening to Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where we aim to give you the what you say, the no she didn't, and oh yes he did, in news, entertainment, and hot topics. This edition of Tigress Corner Talk Radio is brought to you by Tigress Lane Enterprises, in association with Blog Talk Radio Network, Porsche Media Group, and Silky Milk is Laughter Entertainment. So go ahead and put those kittens to bed, warm up to your favorite hot cup of something, and enjoy this 30-minute ride. Now let me introduce my two favorite co-hosts with the most, Smooth Caramel Mr. Carl D. and Silky Milk Mike J. How you fellas doing tonight?
What's up, Miss Tigress? Wow! This is your boy, Smooth Caramel, and I'm feeling a little smooth right now.
You feeling a little smooth
just
right now?
Just a little now. Taste.
Okay.
And this is your boy, Silky Milk Mike J, and I'm very excited to be here on the Tigress Corner, and if you can't tell that I'm excited, you should look at my nipples.
Look at the nipples, Tigress.
Look at them. Tell it
we
all.
We can always depend on you to be so silky.
You better know
you're
it.
You're just so consistent.
Thank you.
Anyway, first, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to the wives of you two. First of all, shout out to Mrs. Smooth Caramel, Lady E.
Okay. All right.
And right. Yeah. Shout out to my baby. She knew I love her so much because Smooth is smooth and putting it down smoothly.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
That's right. With the V, not the TH. Don't get it twisted.
Tell
them Smooth.
And shout out to Mrs. Silky Milk, Lady T, as in Lady Tigress. That's me. So shout out to myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I did it.
You see what I'm saying?
Whoa.
You know. I sure did.
Whoa.
I sure did.
Well, ain't no need for Silky to say nothing.
Right.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right.
She called you Miss Tigress. That sound a little funny. Like
no,
you calling him
female. I didn't call him Miss Tigress. I said shout out to Mrs. Silky Milk.
My bad.
Yes.
Shout out to yourself.
Stay in your lane, like I said before we started the show.
Ooh.
Now.
She said, don't change lanes.
Here come Bon Quisha. Come on, Bon Quisha.
No, you ain't got to be telling everybody about Bon Quisha. That's our secret.
Okay.
They don't even know that.
Okay,
now, before we get started with tonight's topic, last week we talked about the Maikas. I think I'm pronouncing that right, which is the all-male gay sorority that pledged or started a secret chapter of the AKAs, which is the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of controversy. So we did talk about that last week, right?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we definitely did.
Okay. Well, I did a little investigation because we said we wanted to kind of continue this conversation as part two and kind of lead into some other things. And just to try and get some kind of clarity about this whole controversial thing, and y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, but whatever.
She going in hard tonight.
Right.
She going in. Come on, Bon Quisha.
I actually did, because all over social media it's saying that the controversy actually started with Texas Southern University. And just to clarify, I did reach out to a spokesman of Texas Southern University who did clear up the misunderstanding and said that it's actually not them. It's actually, who is it? No, I'm sorry, it was Tennessee State University, but the actual campus was Texas State University, or Texas Southern, my information correct. So he did say that there was a misprint and that those students who are being pictured all over social media, you know, taking all these AKA pictures and posing and doing everything else that the AKAs do, they're not students of Tennessee State University.
Oh, okay.
So, and that was the director of student activities at Tennessee State University who gave that comment. And I did try to reach out to a representative of Texas Southern University.
Yeah.
But I was put on hold for about 5 minutes, and then I was transferred straight to voicemail. So, no comment from them.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, Tennessee, you are off the hook. Texas Southern, you need to call us.
Call,
because
please,
we got
do.
Some questions.
Well,
questions.
It was another chapter also of these Micahs at the Prairie View A&M University, and I tried to reach out to them as well, but...
How many chapters are they starting?
Right. Well, they started two that we know of. And see, I was trying to reach out to them to just kind of get comment and also to find out if they did go through with the lawsuit and if the lawsuit was successful or did they decide not to go through with the lawsuit, but no answer there.
Wait a minute. The lawsuit? Who's suing who?
The Micahs or the... MIAKAs were trying to file a lawsuit against the AKA sorority for discrimination and homophobia.
Okay.
Whoa.
So
go ahead, Sil.
They were threatening to do that, and so I was trying to find out if they actually did follow through with it.
Okay. First off, let me say something. Okay. The leader of this Micah or whoever it is, he is, you know, whatever they want to call themselves. This leader, I know who he is.
And who is that, Silking?
It's the same dude that said he got delivered at
the one that said he don't like men's
He don't
no
like
more.
Men's anymore. And he put about
he,
like five
he put,
S's
he put
S on that.
On the men's.
He said men's.
Also, he made that note.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm telling you. He's the one that started this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's the one that started it because, see, he was... not all the way quite delivered, if you ask me. You see what I'm saying? Now, the pastor even looked surprised when he grabbed the mic and said, I don't sleep with men's no more. And the pastor said, well, that deliverance took a lot quicker than I thought. You see what I'm saying? It was like he put in a bad perm. He was like, I didn't think that was going to take. But and then the pastor was like, if y'all can't praise him... I was like, don't be trying to get me in on this. I ain't going to praise him.
Like,
for
how
him.
Can you praise him when he probably was holding the mic funny?
Right.
His wrist was leading him with the mic.
Right, right.
Not
from
the
saying?
Choir stand, but with
well,
the mic.
Now, in all fairness, he didn't actually say that in church. He said it during a radio interview on another radio show.
What did he say?
Where he said that he was delivered from wanting to be with men's.
Oh, men's.
Okay, well, now I can understand because if you sleep with more than one man, it is men's.
It's men, right. So now he only love one man now.
Now, speaking of the church, because he did say that he was delivered in church and that the brothers in the church, I guess, helped him with that. So that kind of segues into the part two of this conversation as far as homosexuality in the church.
It's about to get serious up in here.
How it's become so prevalent. I mean, the LGBT community makes up a very small percentage of the American population. However, in the black churches, they're starting to become the majority. At least half. And that's what I think is starting to become a huge problem. Because the thing about it is, if they end up becoming the majority, then you're going to have them as praise and worship leaders. You're going to have them, you might even have them as pastors, choir directors.
I mean, they got their own Bible.
Got that right.
So you know they're going to start their own church somewhere.
Right. And it's funny because I know we actually had a conversation off air about why a lot of these pastors these days are afraid to really address this particular issue. And it's funny because I was reading an article in New York Times, and it was written by this particular writer. She called the article "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" in the black church. Interviewed, her name is Danielle Hester. And she interviewed a black Pentecostal minister in Chicago.
Okay, first off, that's where she messed up at.
What?
She should have interviewed a Baptist minister. She'd have got a different answer.
What's that have to do with
maybe
T.E.
Maybe a Catholic one. How about that?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
What you just said.
Because they're two different. You see what I'm saying? You got to understand. I've been to a bunch of different churches. I'd have been to the Apostolic. I'd have been to the Holiness, I'd have been to the Pentecostal, I'd have been to the Baptist, and in every church, you can at least Find a group of five.
Are you kidding?
They all ride together, too. We going to go to this church this Sunday. That's what they say.
So they all riding in the car together?
Yeah, they like the Mexicans.
Yeah. They want to
see. Keep on coming out the car.
Just keep riding up in the car and riding to church together.
They want to see which church is going to accept them. Which is, I mean, you got to understand. The church doesn't, well, then again, yeah. The church doesn't look at them. The church looks at them funny a lot of times when they come in, but they're not really supposed to judge. In my opinion, they shouldn't judge, but they should try to pray and deliver, you know, to get them out of that spirit. But instead of that, you know, they put them in positions.
Yeah, they embrace
them. Well,
but
there's a reason, and that's actually what I was getting to, because she interviewed this Pentecostal minister, and he reluctantly admitted that African-American churches are starting to adopt this concept of don't ask, don't tell when it comes to the homosexuality that's growing in the black church, because at the end of the day, they're starting to make up, like I said, more than half of the membership, as well as the business part of it. Well, there's a lot of money in the LGBT community.
Okay, but that ain't
so. They're afraid of
losing them ties.
Yeah. That's what he said.
So it's became a money thing. Now.
Yeah, it really
so it's
is.
No church, longer ministry is money.
Well, see, the thing about money. It is, church is big business now.
True.
And the thing about it is, there's a lot of money in that community. So now they're trying to, especially your black ministers, even though there's still a lot of homophobia amongst the black race, as in, you know, we're still leery of that. Pastors are still wanting to go ahead and accept them because they give money. And the more money the church gets, the bigger the church can get. Membership it has, the more money, you know what I'm saying? So that's why they're starting to shy away from preaching hellfire and brimstone against that particular thing, even though they know it's an abomination.
In other words,
mm-hmm.
Instead of delivering them from this in the churches, because growing up,
mm-hmm.
I remember that if you were wrong, you were either delivered from it, you either had to tarry for the Holy Ghost for 4 hours.
And I remember those days.
Or
yes,
you were sat out the choir.
Right, you couldn't hold a spot.
You couldn't hold a spot in the church if you
That's
was
right.
all the way wrong.
That's right.
I agree with you.
So in other words, we got some. I hate to say this on the air, and I'm probably gonna get cussed out.
Give it to himself
for saying this, but
give it
in
to himself.
Other words, got some punk pastors out there, huh? That don't want to keep it all the way real.
And that's true. That's true, but
if them preachers don't want to keep it real, then they need to get a show. Go to Preachers of L.A. or Preachers of Detroit and have a reality show.
Because
that ain't reality.
Because it's not.
And that's not reality, but the thing about it is the reality of the business side of church nowadays. I mean, what does 1 Timothy 6, verse 10 say?
You caught me on the wrong night.
Yeah, you
I didn't bring my Bible.
I don't have my Bible with me
either.
Are you serious? I'm just saying. But you want to tell everybody what Timothy's talking about.
Evangelist. I know what it says in chapter 3 when it says, if a man know not how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God?
Preach to himself.
So,
you still ain't answered what 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 says.
All right, hold on.
It says the love of money.
I was going to Google it.
Is the root
to all
evil. So, not saying these pastors are evil, but they've become so greedy. You see what I'm saying? That now church is big business. It's not about winning souls anymore at the end of the day. It's about how much money we can bring in, how much revenue we can bring in, how much membership we can bring in, how much money we can make from these books we write in, and so forth and so on. It's big business.
That is true.
It's big business.
It's all
so
about
now
money.
You're especially your
it is
mega
all about money now nowadays. And
well, because you know a lot of the pastors won't be able to buy Steve Harvey suits if they don't allow them to come in.
You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying?
They can't get
really?
That Steve Harvey lineup on his throat.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, what?
Are you serious?
If you can't get them ties, you can't get the suits. with
Steve
the ties.
Harvey suits, huh?
You see what I'm saying?
Not,
yeah.
Not J. Anthony Brown suits?
Nobody likes J. Anthony Brown suits because they got the butt flap in the back with the two with the two slits in them. They yeah. want the they want the single vent.
Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. Silky Tello.
You see what I'm saying? You know.
Don't nobody like that. I mean,
shout out to J. Anthony Brown, you know.
And Steve Harvey, you might as well say it. Cause you know.
Both of them brothers be clean, I will say that.
Yes they do. And J. Anthony Brown shops at Steve Harvey's store. Because ain't nobody brought a J. Anthony Brown suit. I ain't even seen one in a while.
I ain't never heard of
you
it.
Said
I mean, I know who he is, though.
We need
y'all
to Google
so
that.
Wrong.
You know
y'all
what I'm saying?
So wrong. He even has a famous hot sauce out. Did y'all know that? Okay, but that's a different story. We're not going to go
there. That is a different story.
We're not
going to
go there.
It's called a jab. It's hot sauce to jab you in the throat. J. Anthony Brown. It's hot sauce to jab you.
Anyway.
And J. Anthony Brown, you take my joke, I'm suing.
Get your sue on.
I know how to find you.
Anyway, so that's really what I kind of wanted to segue into tonight. How not just how these boys are trying to join these sororities, but they feel more free now to even go to church and basically take over.
You know
in
what?
In certain ways. I mean,
it's they're not scared
the thing
no
about
more.
It, right. They're
they
not, and that's what I'm saying. They've been given the ammunition and they've been given the tools to go ahead and say, hey, well, if we can get this over here and if we can get this over there, then we might as well try for this. And they try to compare their struggle to civil rights struggle. And that's what makes me mad. I can't even talk.
Look at you.
Makes me
she
mad.
She an evangelized caller scripture.
I mean, that's what makes me mad.
That's what makes me mad.
Ooh-wee.
Because like you cannot compare your struggle to the civil rights struggle because last time I checked, in the Bible, it says it's an abomination
Amen.
To God to be homosexual. It doesn't say it's an abomination to God to be black.
Preach that thing, evangelist.
So,
preach it.
So, therefore, you can't compare those two struggles.
That's right.
But that's what really they're can. Trying to do to get their rights. They're trying to use, well, it's just like when, you know, when slaves were beaten and this, that, and the other. Well, we're going through the same thing. We're beaten and we're this and we're that. But you still can't compare the two.
Well, no. Cause
and
they,
so
yeah.
that's what upsets me about it. I don't have anything against them, per se, because like I said, we know...
We know a bunch of them.
We have a few friends that
yeah.
are that way.
Yes, we
but,
do.
I
mean,
but
yes,
I just don't
do.
Agree with the lifestyle, and I definitely don't agree with them trying to compare one struggle with another when, I'm sorry, but...
Completely different.
It's two different
two
things.
Different things.
Yes,
it's two different things. So, and I'm sorry, but like I said, last I checked, there's certain scriptures in the Bible...
Tell them.
...that
tell
talks
em.
About...
Wow.
I hear that growl coming out.
Tigress, I just got to say this, though. I don't have a problem... with the other kind, or should I say homosexual fruitcake salad tossers. Oh,
no, okay,
I'm,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry. I should say
what?
That.
he said it.
Homosexuals are coming to the church. I do have a problem with any time I'm going to take my offering and they staring at my mustache.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm yeah. talking about... And then
how
when
did
I,
you know that they were staring at your mustache
well,
unless you weren't looking at them?
Because they make it obvious.
Right, they make it obvious. And when I turn around to put my money in the offering bowl...
They make sure they make eye contact.
Yeah, they make it... And watching my butt go left to right...
You see what I'm saying?
I got a problem with that.
You can always tell, because you ever seen them when they walk. They can walk down the block and keep their eyes fixed on one object the whole time
the
they
whole
walking.
The whole time.
That's how we know they looking. You know what I'm saying?
But don't y'all do the same thing when y'all see a fine chick walking down the
that's
sidewalk?
That's totally different because that's a different sex. That's a female.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a female. But I mean, I don't have a problem with them being in the church. I do have a problem with them holding a position in the church.
Well, absolutely. I mean,
yeah,
I,
because
I have
it sends
a
mixed.
Well.
It sends
yes.
a mixed
yes.
signal. You
right.
see what I'm saying? But
right.
once again, you see what
and,
I'm saying?
And spirits transfer.
Yes,
spirits
they do.
Spirits transfer.
Because if you got a choir director up there, you see what I'm saying, and a good song is playing by the band, you see what I'm saying, and he up there directing the choir, and he can get lower to the ground than Ricky Dillard.
That is
you
not,
might
want, that is not what I'm talking about.
Dang.
About spirits transfer.
Oh, you're talking about okay.
I'm gonna need you.
But, I mean, but that was but, flowing. I mean, he but, was flowing
but,
once again.
Oh, but you gotta
flowing.
Understand because if you look, if you notice, you got the tenor section in the middle. You see what I'm saying? And where is the choir director at? In the middle,
in
directing the
middle.
The choir.
Ooh,
he ain't in front
wait.
Of the sopranos or the altos.
He's in front of the men's directing the choir.
In the middle.
In the middle.
And you know where they like to be? In the middle. On the men's.
I can't stand y'all.
Because it's hard to twerk.
No, but let me ask y'all something. I mean, we can sit here and joke about it and make light of it. But let me ask y'all something on the real. If, because you guys profess to be Christians, right?
Well, we don't profess it. We live it.
Yes, evangelist, you know this.
And that's a beautiful thing. Sometimes I wonder about you, though, Silky. But that's okay.
Oh, you know Silky's always kind of...
And you borderline there, Smooth. You borderline. But anyway.
That's all right, evangelist. I let you tell me. Because you are the evangelist.
No, but let me ask y'all something. Like I said, we could sit here and joke about it and make light of it. But do you think that there's such a homophobia in the black church when it comes to homosexuality that it stops a lot of the saints from fellowshipping with them? Like, say, look, for instance, I had a friend, long story short, been in church for years. He's an older guy, had a friend, and he flat out told me, he's a deacon at the church, first of all, he flat out told me that if a homosexual came to his church and he could tell that they were homosexual, he wouldn't shake their hand. Hmm. And I said, well, how can you call yourself a Christian if you won't even shake their hand? You won't even give them the right hand of fellowship or whatever they call it. And he said, well, I ain't got to like them. If it's an abomination to God, it's an abomination to me. So I ain't got to like them. I got to shake their hand. Well, and I said, well, but what if they're coming to church seeking something? What if they're trying to be delivered? What if they want to be delivered from that? And they see something in you, so they come to you and you shun them away.
And you, well, I will say, honestly, that, you know, a church is a hospital.
Right.
And everybody should be able to come and get, you know, some type of medicine that will take them, you know, that will heal them from whatever it is, whatever it's a spiritual infirmity, a spiritual sickness, whatever they're dealing with. The church needs to go back to what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And that was a hospital. The thing is now we're just, you know, we're
it's quick, all about show and big business.
Right. And we're quick to judge, mm-hmm, in the church. We're really quick to judge and not really seek and pray for an individual, you know, because everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs a support system. Mm-hmm. You know, when you new in church, you got to have a support system to kind of get you, if that's what you're there for. Now, if you're there and you just going to stay the same way you are, then, yeah, I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know, not saying that I would kick you out the church, but my thing is everybody needs Jesus, you know, and if you're not trying to change, then really what are you seeking coming to church?
And that's why I said, you know, what if that somebody is a lost soul and they know they're wrong? Because a lot of the...
Oh, they know they're wrong.
Yeah, they know they're wrong. So yeah. What if it's something where they're trying to be delivered from it and they see something in you, but then you turn them away because you're judging them? I mean, Smooth, what do you have to say about that?
Real talk, I don't have a problem with homosexuals, male or female, because God loves everybody. So if God loves everybody, then that means I have to love everybody. If God is in me, because God is true love. Mm-hmm. Shaking their hand, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with being friends with them. I might not like what they do, that's their lifestyle.
Right, right.
You can't turn them away because, like Silky said, the church is a hospital. Mm-hmm. So how are they supposed to get help, or how are they supposed to get delivered if us as Christians turn them away? They're coming to us for help.
Do you believe that they can be delivered from that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a spirit. That's a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. You can stop, you know, if someone wants to stop alcohol and someone wants to stop drugs, they can easily stop that spirit. It's a state of mind. If you can defeat the mind, you can conquer the body. And that's where it starts at. It starts in the mind. So everything else is irrelevant. If they don't want to change, it's not going to happen because they don't want it. But if it's somebody that's really, truly seeking change and they allow just, you know, God to work with them to be delivered, if that's what they really want, then I think it could happen. You see what I'm saying? Your shoe size don't stay the same.
And see, that's what...
It always gonna change, depending on how much water you retaining in your ankles. You see what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
But you know what? That's where I think the controversy comes in at, too, because... Some people believe that you're born that way.
Uh-oh.
And see, some people do. And just like I said.
And some people, and then, of course, there are scientists who are trying to, who have been for years trying to conduct studies and tests and things like that, saying that there's some kind of a chromosome, a mutated gene or something that makes somebody like that. So, with, in other words, they're trying to feed into the notion that potentially, you could be born like that.
Well, like my boy said, if that's the case, then we should have some gay lions, some gay kangaroos, some gay hippopotamuses. You see what I'm saying? It would be across the board. Right, there's some gay birds.
I mean, have you heard of any gay animals?
You see what I'm saying?
I haven't.
I haven't, but you never know. They're probably trying to find it. Trust me, they're probably trying. They're spending our hard-earned tax money trying to find it. Believe that.
They're not going to find it because God created everybody in His own image. You see what I'm saying? Now they saying that God was possibly, huh?
Well, and my thing is, if God made somebody that way, then that would be going totally against His word.
Exactly.
About being an abomination. I mean, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13 says, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version.
Preach!
Bible. The KJV.
KJ Vizzle.
Not the Queen JV.
The English Standard.
Oh, the English Standard.
Okay. Well, not Spanish.
Y'all don't listen. But it says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. And 1 Corinthians, since y'all being quiet and listening,
Preach.
Chapter 7, verse 2 says, but because of the temptation to sexual immorality.
Yeah. Okay, all right, get it, okay.
We got
get it out. Then. Get it out.
Each man shall have his own wife.
Well,
and each woman her own husband.
Well, oh, yeah. Come on now, Tigers.
Preach.
You got another scripture.
Give it to us.
Because we're feeling that thing.
And y'all, okay, I'm going to give y'all one more. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22.
Come on now.
You shall not lie with a male as with a woman.
Yes.
It's an abomination.
It's an abomination.
Go ahead.
Did y'all hear that? It's a bomber. Nation. Oh, did I just say that? Obama.
You said Obama nation. See what I'm talking about?
And Obama.
Nation. The connection.
Obama. I said it. I had to think about it.
You said it. You said it.
Obama.
Look at the connection.
Look at it. Look at your Tigers. You done had a prophecy now.
Look at the connection.
Uh-huh.
How is it? Is it coincidence that Obama is the first president in American history to openly approve of gay marriage? And that it's an abomination.
Insult
to injury.
Yeah, he's the first black president. Guess what, Obama? You gonna be the last
one.
They ain't gonna let another nigga in office. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that on your show?
Yes, you did.
I apologize.
Silky Milk.
Well, hey, you know what? That reminds me of a saying. Because, you know, the KKK... said that, you know, it would be a cold day in hell when a black man becomes president. And ever since he's been in office, we done had like 4 bad winters.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
You see what I'm saying? Smooth.
4 bad winters.
It's been colder than I can. Well, I'm telling you. Polar bears don't even come here. They be like, it's cold there.
It's too cold.
We gonna stay in Antarctica.
Ooh. Preach, self, preach.
And I'm done. Din and all right, I had to play the last chord.
There's that one hook. Okay, I see you. Okay, well, you know what, guys? Once again,
thank you for calling us, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
I love it. It's all on you, and it's all on me.
Yes.
Ooh wee.
This has been another crazy but very interesting discussion, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we were, Tigers.
Yes.
All right, folks. Well, we have had a good time with you tonight, as always, and we thank you for tuning in to another crazy and interesting conversation right here on Tigress Corner Talk Radio. Remember to tune in next Tuesday for another installment of It's
aren't we in
Tuesday.
Church?
I mean,
did you not turn your cell phone off?
Did the pastor say
turn cell phones off?
He or vibrated
right on the big screen.
Well, you know, first of all,
giving honor to God once again,
who is ahead of my life.
First of all, let me say I do apologize for that. My phone was off, but the alarm kicked on.
All right.
That's because somebody was late to the studio, but I ain't gonna front nobody out. Smooth.
All right.
That's okay.
But remember to tune in next Tuesday for another installment of Inspiration Tuesday right here on Tiger's Corner Talk Radio, folks, where I will give you just a little morsel of motivation and a big bowl of encouragement to help get you through the rest of your work week. And remember, you can send us a text message to let us know what you think about the show and leave your comments at area code 347-769-9274 and follow our show page blogtalkradio.com/tigressqueen. Until next time, folks, go in love and peace. Wow.